Amen. And then just keep doing the math on that. You'll run out of 1 in 1,000, we can get that. 2 in 10,000, we can get that. 3 in 100,000, maybe we can get that. 4 in 1,000,000, or I don't know. We'll just believe. Lord, we believe. So Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, or every enemy, an enemy to your peace, an enemy to your joy. Speak the name of Jesus over every anxiety, all those trapped in depression, all those bound by fear. We don't focus on fear. We focus on the fearless. Jesus is fearless. You know? Don't struggle. Struggling wears you out. Fight the good fight of faith and win. That old story up for a long time of a large rock, and a guy was pressing on that large rock and he couldn't see that he was getting anything done. Never moved the rock. But obviously he didn't have a mirror either, because he wasn't moving the rock, but something was happening to him. He was getting stronger. When you pray, don't believe that nothing is happening. Check your muscles. Check what. Imagine, see, because he can do more than we can hope or imagine. Imagine what God is doing. Imagine the warriors of heaven gathering around what you're praying about. Imagine good things. Imagine good things. Don't follow the lead of the enemy, who wants you to imagine bad things. Wants you to imagine. I heard Vicki reading something, I didn't hear it all, but it reminds me of the fact that there's lots of people that years ago they didn't know anything about dementia, they didn't know anything about Alzheimer's, so they didn't start declaring when they were 35, must be dementia. Must be. There was a time when the age expectancy was about 45. Here we are. I'm beyond age expectancy. Not beyond current age expectancy. But there's people a lot younger than me that die. And there's a lot of people that aren't that much older than me that die. And there's a lot of people that are way older than me. And some of those, their family are praying that they will just go home. Pray. Remember back a while ago, we talked about expect, anticipate, and repeat. Thinking on those things of God. Thinking on the promises of God. You know, what is our purpose? You know, that's the thing that messes with people. Do you ever notice that? Purpose. Everybody wants to, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what God wants from me. And that destroys a lot of people's faith. It limits them, because they're waiting to find out. You know, what does God want? Well, I hope he wants what I want. That then becomes a problem. Because if we've got something that we've decided is our purpose and that's not what's going on, we become discouraged. Because God just isn't opening the door. And yet we know we have a promise from God that I set before you a door that no man can shut. We know that our purpose is to love God and worship Him. That's our purpose. That's the sum and substance of everything that's important. That we love God, we believe God, we worship God. Now He said that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all those other things will be added to us. All of those other things. All of them. So we don't have to worry about those other things. They're there. They pass by. We don't have to worry about them. There's birds flying all over the place. You don't worry about them unless you have some sort of a bird phobia. We don't worry about them. I don't worry about the other little rabbits in the yard because one of the little rabbits died or because Morris is probably out hunting more of them. I can still sleep at night. Well, what, don't you care about the bunnies? Yes, but as my wife says, it's the cycle of life. You know, it's going to happen. So we don't have to worry about those other things. What we should eat. What we should wear. We don't have to worry about those things. Again, my wife would probably say, I should be a little more concerned about what I put on sometimes. But
not today.
I'm okay today. Take note of that. I wish I could send out pictures. Things happen. Yes, and I didn't wear my red shoes. I wore my tan shoes that match. Oh, I tell you, I'm after it today. I might change after church and get more like me. But, you know, so I run with purpose. That's what Paul said. So I run with purpose. Okay, so what's he talking about when he says, so I run with purpose? Well, he's talking about all the stuff before that. So I run with purpose. I run with purpose because what? Because what? Well, he was talking to him about food that was offered to idols, and he was talking to him about not all believers know that God has made everything through whom we have been given life. Not all people know. They don't understand. They don't understand. And the last verse in chapter 8 is, and when you sin against other believers by encouraging them to do something that they believe is wrong, you're sinning against Christ. So if what I eat causes another believer to sin, I'll never eat meat again as long as I live. I don't want to cause another believer to stumble. And then he goes in and he says, am I not free as any other? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus the Lord with my own eyes? Isn't it because of my work that you belong to the Lord? Even if others think I am not an apostle, certainly I am to you. You yourselves are proof that I am the Lord's apostle. This is my answer to those who question my authority. Haven't I seen Jesus? No one can question your faith. They can question your actions, but they can't question your faith. But Paul talks about that he gives up his rights And by the end of all of his stuff, you can read all of that, he says, so I run with purpose in every step. I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I got a purpose. And our purpose is Christ. You know? If you saw somebody standing around going like this, you'd think, ooh, that guy's a fighter. Maybe that guy's just so scared he wants everybody to think he's a fighter. I've said for a long time, you know, when I grew up in this town, about every church was full. Crowds outside, dressed up, full. They aren't so full anymore. And my appraisal of that is that a lot of people just got honest. Why do I go there when I can go fishing? Why do I go there when I can mow my yard? Why do I go there? This is my only day to do whatever I want, so I'm going to do whatever I want. You know, I mean, and it's not good. But if we're not doing it with a purpose, then we're just shadow boxing. That's it. And we have a purpose to know God and show people that we have a purpose. And our purpose is to reveal Christ. And Christ is powerful. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. There's life. And so because we fight with purpose, we expose darkness, not because we're out looking to expose darkness, but burn like a fire. Our purpose is to be built up in Christ, to know Christ, to be prepared at every opportunity. If God tells us to go make an opportunity, we'll make an opportunity. But mostly we're just supposed to be ready, be prepared at every opportunity. You know, martial arts are mostly set up to defend, not to attack. To just be prepared. Be prepared and never for the purpose of using it, just be prepared. Continue to work at it. Continue to be peak, top condition. And of course, there's contests, and they do fight in those, but the idea is not to be out on the streets breaking bones. And the Bible tells us to be examples to believers. To just be an example. If somebody's afraid, we're an example of fearless. If someone has anxiety, we have Jesus over all anxiety. We have that, you see, but we develop that. He said, I fight with a purpose. I run the race to win. You know? I am a winner. I am a winner. Yesterday I went to the nursing home and God just wanted me to talk to them about talking to God. Not praying, talking to God and believing that they were God's favorite. You're God's favorite. You all know that. But it was a little bit of a rocker for them. But in just a few minutes, I could tell they were kind of feeling it. All these years, and I've been his favorite. You know? I've been his favorite. We're his favorite because we're his favorite. Not because we got a list of credentials, you know? I can drive my car because I have a driver's license. And I've had it for a long, long time. But I drove my grandpa's car before I had a license. I could still drive it. Straight stick and all. How about that? I have a friend who had a wife's cousin who came to work for him because he'd been a truck driver. Drove for Walmart. One small problem, their trucks are automatics. So it took quite a bit of conditioning so that it didn't ruin his truck driving a straight stick. We find things that we shift. We find things that need to be adjusted. We have to adjust our tongues sometimes and say to the mountain, be removed. You know? Not say to the mountain, you're too big. To say to them, get out of my way. But we might say you're too big quite a few times before we come to ourselves and say, wait a second. I've been getting ready for this. I'm going to say what the Lord says and you're going down. I'm going to see. I will behold him. I'm going to say, I've read this and read this and read this. Today I'm going to say. Just like that. Everything changes. The wicked flee. And the righteous are as bold as a lion. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. What? Our purpose is to put on Christ. That's just it. We are doers of the word. We just do and be what God has called us to do and be and leave the rest of it to him. Because we know that God will make a way when it seems there is no way. We were created as instruments of worship. As we were singing, I was thinking about how many times that I have been somewhere and there have been people who you wouldn't think there was anything in there. And so you sing an old hymn and it's in there. Every word. Sometimes, not only every word, but sometimes kind of a look, because I don't always have all the words. Sometimes I make them up. Sometimes I put part of one verse in another verse. Sometimes I try to get them all in, but I don't always get them just right. And then I got to go look and see, because I see sometimes when they're singing along and we're doing just great, and then Then I get back to something they know. I'm finally right again, and they're right back on it. They're very forgiving. Or sometimes I sing only part of it. I only sing a couple of verses, and then I go to the next one, and I maybe left out the verse they like the best. It can happen. It can happen. But the reason I say that is because we were created to worship. And so within us, when we forget that's in us, you know, sometimes we forget that we have His word hidden in our heart. But His word then comes up, and then we make a choice. His word or our way? His word can never wait. There could be a struggle in there sometimes when we would prefer. You know, in jail this week, I mentioned the fact of Morris and the bunny and how I had the killer on my lap and the victim on my mind. And how God loves both. The killer and the victim. That is not a truth that you always want to run to somebody who's suffered greatly and tell them right away, hey, look, God loves him too. No, leave that be. But we need to understand that. He does. He does. It's crazy. It's just crazy. It's crazy strong. It's crazy powerful. But it's crazy that God looks on the victim and the killer with the same compassion and love. That's chewy. That is chewy. But it's also comforting. He doesn't boot us out when we put the wrong things out. His compassion and His mercy are still there. And because we have not just shadow box, because we have His word hid in our hearts, then that can come and we can receive the peace and the comfort that He intended it for. Every word of God is true. Every word of God is powerful. Every word of God is sharp like a two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, laying things open. Sometimes it lays us open for the world to see, and we recognize that the world just saw something that shouldn't be there. That's not me. That's not you. And Paul had a very good description of that. Remember, he said, therefore it's no longer I who sin, but it's the sin that's still in me. And the word comes and just, whoo! Where did that come from? We got to get that out. We want a doctor, if we have a tumor, we want the doctor to remove that baby in a clump. Get every bit of it. If we had that, we would expect that it would be encapsulated and God would get it all bang. That would be our expectancy. But those who do not know God, They can't even receive it if the doctor says they got it all. Well, you never know. You know how cancer is. And consequently, a certain portion of Christians have that, well, you know how sin is. You never know. Like, somehow or another, the Word of God won't work in or for them. Our purpose is to believe God. And then believe God more, and then believe God more, and then believe God more. Because if you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe it, you can receive it. You don't set the time frame, but if you can believe it, if you can trust, if you can let the anxiety leave and the fear leave and all of that leave, if you can just trust and go, yep, we can. And if you have to go, yep, 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 if you have to keep, you know, like our Mia, she sometimes just can't stop her protective mode. She'll let us know FedEx is here. And we say, that's enough. She thinks we don't hear her. I don't know. And then from outside, they hear my voice inside, shut up! But there's no cussing. So that's good. They don't hear a yip because I beat her. But sometimes she just can't get it stopped. And folks, sometimes, if you think about it, you just can't get it stopped either. You know what is right. You know what is true. We know what is perfect. We know what is pure. But sometimes you just gotta worry. Sometimes you just, that'd be like me saying, well, sometimes I just need to go out and drive drunk. I never needed to do that. But boy, did I. Maybe that's the equivalent of losing sight of the simplicity of Christ. We're in a time when there is. I agree with all the smart folks. We're in a time when there is going to be a tremendous outpouring, and it's probably already going on. And there's people that are just so hungry. There's people that are lined up like they said they'll be lining up saying, you know, can we go with you? We understand that you know God. And it's not some sort of a thing we got to worry about, but it's a thing that we need to be prepared for. We're going to need to be prepared to help people speak the name of Jesus to those who are caught in depression. Speak the name of Jesus over every fear and anxiety. Speak the name of Jesus. That line in that song makes me cry sometimes, and I just think, shout Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name. And for strangers and for prisoners and for every manner of thing, and that we're prepared that it doesn't matter who that is, we is for them. We are there because God has put us there. And so we need to just be taken captive by the simplicity that is Christ. Our purpose is to know God and to honor Him. The elders and the angels bow and they just keep saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And I don't see any place in heaven where it says that they stand up and say, look, can't we do something else? There must be something better we could do. That's what the devil did. That's what Lucifer did. You know? He probably started going around so enamored with the way he sang that he started telling his friends, I sing better than God. Since I sing better than God, how could you sing better than God? My Bible tells me that before I spoke a word, he was singing over me. Holy, holy, holy. Isn't that? Do you suppose that he sang that over you? Holy, holy, holy. You're special, you know. Part of your purpose is to believe that. To receive that. So that you can share that. So that you can comfort people with that. And you can. Because you're not like those that don't believe. You're not like those that won't keep fighting with a purpose. You're not like those. You're like those that are growing in the Lord in the power of His might. That no matter what, you just can't get enough of the Lord. That you are stirred up when you wake up in the morning till you lay your head to rest and you say, man, I am blessed. 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 If you don't do that, start because you are. It has been given to us to understand who Christ is. We don't want to lose that. We don't want to come to, but things are hard. Quit that. Speak to the darkness. Over every enemy, Jesus. Jesus. You're never without something to say, Jesus. 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 Oh, I just love Jesus. Ooh. Keep it burning, folks. Keep it burning. Burn. Burn like a fire. Burn like a fire. Burn like your fire. And you'll always be prepared. You know? I mean, even if you can't think of anything else to say, you can say, I don't really have anything to say but Jesus. And follow that with, did you feel that? Did you feel that? I feel that, Lord. I feel your love. I feel your power. I feel your mercy. I feel your desire for all the people who don't know you. It's amazing. Help us feel it more, Lord. Let it be the overwhelming passion in our lives. Because everything else is just coming. Your goodness is running after us. With our lives laid down, we surrender now. We give you everything. Because your goodness is coming to us so it can flow through us. Multitudes, we call for multitudes to be saved, Lord. Multitudes to be healed. Multitudes to be delivered. We pray for exposure of the darkness. Expose and dispose. Set the captives free. And set the evil captive. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.